Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The International Criminal Court prosecutor who charged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing a sexual misconduct probe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Karim Khan faced an accusation he tried to coerce a female aide into a sexual relationship, an allegation he's denied and court officials have suggested was part of an Israeli smear campaign. Two co-workers, in whom the woman confided, took the case in May to the court's independent watchdog, which ended its inquiry when she opted against a formal complaint. Sources close to the matter tell the AP the woman is now seeking an external investigation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Today, one of the darkest moments of the Gaza conflict is unfolding in the north of the Strip. As we speak, the Israeli military is subjecting an entire population to bombing, siege, and starvation, as well as being forced to choose between mass displacement and being trapped in an active conflict zone.
United Nations Rights Chief Volker Türk implored the international community not to turn a blind eye to Gaza in a video message on Friday.
To all the world's leaders, I remind you of your responsibility to ensure respect for international humanitarian law as set out in the Geneva Conventions.
According to Palestinian officials, Israeli military strikes across the Gaza Strip have killed at least 72 people since Thursday night, and Israeli forces launched a nighttime raid on a hospital in the north of the enclave. The Gaza Health Ministry said a strike on houses in the southern city of Khan Yunis killed at least 38, many of them women and children. An Israeli medical source said two people were killed and at least 20 others were wounded when a Hezbollah rocket barrage struck an Arab town in northern Israel on Friday. This is VOA News.